Hey, folks, and welcome back to another Dev Influencers podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and this week we're going to talk about how to sell courses, right? So I've been talking a little bit about how to find freelance clients because I've had a bunch of people show up and ask. But a while back, my friend AJ was trying to start his own thing with a course, and he came to me and he's like, well, you know, I'm trying to get this course together. How do I do it, right? And it's kind of interesting, right, because you have to understand what people want, right? So you build the right course. And the way that I've done that is just by talking to people and getting a real solid feel for where they're at, what they want, you know, what they're trying to do. And then saying, okay, here's where you're at. Here's where you're trying to go, right? Here's the course that's going to get you there, right? And the accelerator has some elements of this, right? Because I've recorded videos occasionally. Okay, so you do this for the podcast. Here's how you do that for the podcast, right? But overall, it's also coaching, right? That's what the accelerator is. You can go find it at devinfluencers.com/apply. But the thing is how to sell courses really just comes down to A, your reputation and whether or not you can reach people within your target market, right? And so if you can get yourself, your voice, your media, you know, your blog posts, your podcast episodes, whatever, out into that community, that's where that's going to make a difference, right? That's where that's going to pay off. And so if you're trying to sell courses, and this works also if you're like a developer evangelist for a company or something like that, and you're trying to, you know, just share with people, hey, look, this is why you want to go check this out. It all comes down to the same thing. It's like, oh, okay. I trust this person, right? I trust this person to tell me to do the thing that is going to get me what I want, right? And that's down to reputation. So do you know what you're talking about? And do I trust you? And then the rest of it is, yeah. Am I getting the reach? Am I getting seen by the people that I want to be seen by? And, you know, sometimes it's tricky. Sometimes it's tricky to do that, right? I mean, usually at that point, you know, to expand your reach, you're showing up on other shows. You're trying to make a difference there. You're trying to, you know, get reach, get spread, get noticed, whatever, right? And sometimes that's hard. But the thing is if you already have a media channel, a lot of times people are willing to show up on your channel, which brings their people to your channel. And you can show up on their channel and give people a reason to come check out your channel, right? And there are a lot of ways to do that. And we can talk through some of that. But ultimately, you know, this is part of the accelerator. This is part of the thing that I walk people through is, you know, how do you grow once you actually have this channel out there? But the first thing you need is the channel, right? And the channel, you're going to be talking about some of the problems that your course solves, right? You start with where people are at, you end with where people are going to get to, and you start giving them strategies to get further along the line, right? And so I keep talking about, hey, you got to start a podcast. You got to start talking to experts in your field. You got to start, you know, doing all these things in order to build your reputation and build things up, right? So I'm giving you overall strategies. Now, obviously, in a 10-minute episode, I can't give you all the secrets to that. Right. And so I encourage people to come get the coaching because then we can go deep and we can go, okay, who do you need to be talking to? Right. And then from there, we can say, okay, how do you get a hold of them? How do you get their attention? How do you make it worth it to them? How do you get them to show up? How do you get the most out of when they do show up? Right. And so we have strategies for all these things. And at the end of the day, that's where the big payoff is. Right. Because then what happens is when you have these folks show up, people want to come and see what you have. Your content grows a ton. It makes a big difference for all this stuff. And then you can actually sell your course, right? Because then what happens is after people start listening to for a while and they start recognizing you as an expert, right? They feel like they have a relationship with you, which is what podcasting really is about. People listen to the podcast, yeah, for the technical content, but they also listen for the people that are involved just to kind of feel connected to them. And so once they feel connected to you and they know that you can deliver, then they'll go buy your course, right? Especially if you're giving them the outcome that they want, right? And so, you know, I talk about some fairly specific outcomes like finding more clients or selling a course or things like that, because those are generally the outcomes people are telling me they want. You know, it's how do I actually get this stuff out there and start making money? And the answer is you have to build your reputation up and then you have to actually make an offer. And I think this is the other piece that a lot of people miss, right? And so they get out there and they put the podcast up and they start having experts on, they start showing up on other channels, they start getting people, they start growing their show, but they never actually get on and say, hey, come get my thing, right? Come pick up the course, come pick up the freebie that I'm giving away, get on my email list, right? They don't do that pitch. And the problem is that you have to get people to take the next step if you want to start making money on what you're doing, right? And so then you have to have this clear path, right? So you get people on the email list, right? You send them a warm-up sequence, and then you do a pitch there. Sometimes you're going to pitch directly on the podcast, and that's fine. I found that people really don't mind, right? If it's all sales all the time, it's a different thing. But for the most part, most people don't mind. And so then at the end of the day, what you wind up doing is you say, okay, so at the end of the day, if you want to sell more courses and you want to do that by building a podcast, building these relationships, getting your reputation to the point where people trust you, and then getting people to take action by pulling out their credit card and putting it into your system so that they can get your courses, then come check out devinfluencers.com/apply, and we will do a 30-minute a 1-hour strategic call, and we'll talk through where you're at. We'll talk through where you're trying to get to. We'll talk through what you have to do in order to get there, right? And then we'll walk through what coaching looks like in order to get you there. And if you can do that, if you're willing to take those steps, then we can get to the point where you're selling courses, right? And if you make an open pitch like that and just explain to people what they're going to get and explain to people what the payoff is and give people an opportunity to sign up, especially since, you know, in my case, I'm giving away 1 hour of my time, which isn't that cheap, honestly. That's where that payoff comes out, right? And so we'll walk you through all of that as part of the Dev Influencers Accelerator. We'll walk you through it. We'll accelerate your path to being an influencer that can move the needle for people. And that is where the real power comes in. So, like I said, go to devinfluencers.com/apply. Enter your information. You'll get an email from me that says, hey, let's get on a strategic call and let's talk. And then, yeah, let's figure out where you're at. Let's figure out where you're trying to get to. And let's make it count, right? So that you can sell the course that you want to sell. So you can talk to the right people and figure out what they need so you can make the course that they want to buy. And at the end of the day, make it pay off for them. All right, well, that's pretty much all I've got here, so I'm going to wrap up, but hang in there. Until next time, max out.